Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It is 6:31. Happy day before Thanksgiving. It is Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And today, my friends, is going to be a very, very special show because today I have invited not one, but two co-hosts in with me this morning. I am very excited to introduce to everyone my co-hosts for the day who are coughing in the background. Welcome to the show, Owen!
What's up?
How are you, my child?
I am very good. It's been a long morning.
It's been a long morning. We just got here a little bit ago. Are you kidding me? You're already exhausted.
Already know what I mean by long morning.
Mommy is high maintenance this morning because she's working and I'm being very bossy. But that's okay. There's nothing wrong with being a leader.
Just
you're a leader,
Duncan?
Too. Listen. Listen. I'm happy you're here, Owen. You're my 11-year-old. Welcome to the show as well, my other co-host for the day, Hudson.
Hey, what's up, my homies?
Is that how you're going to greet the listeners this morning?
Yes.
I really appreciate you guys coming in and helping me out today because you're off school, right?
Yeah.
Yep. And then tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
I already see the phone lines ringing. Should we just go to the phones? Owen and I were going to talk about what happened to us last night at the grocery store.
Maybe
we can do that in a little bit. Let's just see. I mean, maybe people want to say good morning to Owen and Hudson. Should we go to the phones?
Yeah.
Okay. No yelling, Hudson. I know you got this.
Okay.
Show me the great little DJ you are. Oh, never mind. Good morning, KISS FM.
Hello, this is Charlie. Yes, I'm the first one.
Oh, Charlie. Charlie, you're killing
me right now. Do I know who this guy is?
You know Charlie. Hold on, let me get his theme song. But you don't understand the joke, which I will explain to everyone. I get the joke, though, Charlie.
Yes, I see them all.
This is great. So yesterday, Owen and Hudson, two of our regular callers were having a standoff about who was going to be the first caller of the day. And the ironic part is neither of them was. It ended up being Charlie. That's the funny thing about this whole thing. So you guys met Charlie at our party that we had for the regulars. Remember when we went to First and Bowl?
Yeah.
And you guys got to meet everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Talking your normal voice, Hudson. Thank you. So anyway, Charlie, you are the first caller of the day. Congratulations. That's hysterical.
You're welcome. Is everybody going to be mad at me? Hi, guys.
They're not going to be mad at you. This is great. We have a great feud going. It's 6:30 now. Charlie, perfect. I love you. Thanks for calling, bud. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
You have a happy Thanksgiving. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Let's see who's second on the phones this morning.
Ooh.
Good morning, KISS FM.
Charlie won.
Oh my God. It's Ryan from Calabama, boys.
Yeah.
You guys know him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. Charlie won today.
Aww. Ryan, what are the odds that you guys were going to argue to get in first and then Charlie beat both of you? That's kind of funny.
I sat here since 6:25 trying to get in. So. What the heck?
I would have been able to answer the phones quicker, but I was momming before I went on the air this
totally
morning. You know how it is with children.
I got one in my hands right now.
You got the baby?
All the cereal, so.
Aww. You guys know Ryan's kids. You know Emerson and Faith. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. You guys know. All right. Well, say happy Thanksgiving to Ryan from Alabama, Owen and Hudson.
Happy Thanksgiving, Ryan.
Happy Thanksgiving, bud.
And happy Thanksgiving to Faith and Emerson.
And his wife, Ashley. Yes.
Me too.
We're all listening this morning.
It's going to be a hell of a show. Get ready.
I'm ready for it every day.
If I'm not screaming by the end, it's been a good day. Let me tell you, Ryan. Parents know what I'm talking about. All right, Ryan. We'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, is this Tony? This is Tony. Tony and Racine, you are not the first caller of the day. You are not. It ended up being Charlie after all of that. You are the third caller of the day. But Tony, welcome to the show. Owen and Hudson, you've never met Tony and Racine. Say hello.
Welcome.
Good morning, you guys.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah. Tony, I'm sorry you were not the first one in, but I appreciate your effort, okay?
You know, I didn't expect Charlie to be part of this whole thing now, because now you got four people deep in this little fiddle thing going on.
Well, Saucy Sandra hasn't even gotten in yet. That's the funny part about everything. So, anyway.
Man.
I'm glad you called in, and I'm glad the boys got to say good morning. Maybe you'll meet them at our next party for the regulars.
I'm going to be there today, too, so...
Oh, are you coming out to stuff the bus?
I'm working, but I'm making a pit stop, and I have my guy with me.
Who's your guy?
The Grinch.
The Grinch! Huh. You guys, Tony dresses up as characters. Oh. He does all... He has a suit. Do you have a Super Mario, Tony?
Super Mario, Sonic, a whole bunch. I got a whole bunch.
Hudson, what do you think about that?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Hudson loves Sonic, so he's loving to hear that this morning, let me tell you.
So that regular's party, I mean, I can bring it and he can dress up and run around the whole party as Sonic.
We got to have another party so Hudson can see you as Sonic. Yeah. There we go. All right, Tony. Well, thanks for calling. My kids are coughing into the microphone. Clearly, they're not as experienced as I am at this, but we'll get it worked out by the end of the show. So, all right, Tony.
You guys have a good day.
Can I say one last thing?
Yeah. What do you want to say? Yeah. Hudson.
Water.
That was it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a hell of a show, Tony. Let me tell you. All right, Tony. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, have a great day.
Bye. All right, boys. So we're gonna go ahead and play a song, and then Mommy has to do her favorite things at 6:50 this morning. Do you know what that is?
Every day,
I present my favorite things on the show, and then everybody has a chance to win them, too. Isn't that cool?
Can I try?
No, you cannot win. I'm sorry.
Oh,
the
can
listeners,
I help?
You can help me, yes, when I talk about them. Absolutely, okay? All right. Well, good morning. We're going to get the show worked out with Owen and Hudson. Happy early Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Peace.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It is Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, and it is 6:55, and I am excited to once again do my favorite things here on the show. Now, I will say, if you missed it, I have two fantastic co-hosts in here today. I'm very excited about them being in here. Quickly, say good morning to my kids, Owen and Hudson. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Yes. Are you excited to be here since you're off school today?
Yes.
All right, good. Well, Mommy does her favorite things every day. And so I'm going to do that right now, okay? I've been doing this all week, and I'm excited about it because one of our listeners gets to win every single week. They get to win all of my favorite things, okay? Okay. So here's what we've got so far this week. Because you're going to win everything from this week if you're the big winner this week. You're going to win what I talked about on Monday, which is an amazing prize package to Allume Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa. There's a facial in there. There's skincare products. Really good value. On Tuesday, yesterday, it was my favorite shovel, the Man Plow Shovel. I'm obsessed with this thing. I've got two of those. You're going to win two of those if you win all the prizes for the week. And finally, today, because Thursday and Friday, obviously going to be off for the holidays. But today, what is today's favorite things? Well, let me tell you, my friends, who doesn't love puppies? We all love puppies, don't we?
You're not giving Bella away, are you?
I'm not giving our dog away. Good question, Hudson.
I was worried, and
I would never.
If you gave Bella away, I would just...
You'd cry.
Your mirror across the room.
I would never give our dog away, but Hudson, but nice input on that one. No, no, no. Today, one of my favorite things, you are going to get hooked up with a prize package to Puppy World, okay? There is a Santa holiday pack from Puppy World, which includes Scout's Honor probiotic shampoo. There's Scout's Honor deodorizer, a chill mat. There's a whole bunch of stuff in here. A Kong Core. We all know what those are. Some Strength Chew toys. It's a whole prize pack from Puppy World. So one of my favorite things that's going to be added in to everything that you're going to be winning this week. Also, this is really cool. I want to tell you about this. If you didn't know this, you can get pictures with Santa this weekend on Saturday. Bring the pup out to Puppy World from noon to 4, and you can do that with Santa and Mrs. Claus from noon to 4 p.m. Also on December 3rd as well. And the new store is on Cottage Avenue at 27th Avenue. Now, that's not all. There's more. Oh, you thought it was only one? No, there's two things today. So get this. Also added to my favorite things, the big prize pack for this week, is a gift basket with crystal jewelry from Angelic Roots. This is really cool. If you love crystals, you got to check it out. They have this crystal shop in Oak Creek, Angelic Roots, one of my favorite places. And they have these beautiful crystals, jewelry. Plus, they have a bunch of fun classes and events each week. So I've really been wanting to try out Reiki. So they put together this awesome basket of jewelry for you guys. It's got crystals and incense and a singing bowl, plus a $25 gift card. And you can check out their advent calendars, 12-day and 24-day advent calendars. And their Black Friday sale is starting on today, November 23rd. So very excited. Of course, Small Business Saturday happening this Saturday and then Cyber Monday. So there you go. So adding to my favorite things this week, very excited. That is the entire prize pack. How do you win? You have to enter by the end of the show today by 10 a.m. at 1037kissfm.com. If you're the winner for this week, I'll be calling you and you're going to get all of the things I mentioned. The prize package from Alum, the two shovels from Manplow, the prize pack from Puppy World, and the prize pack from Angelic Roots. Lots of stuff. And then you can keep it all for yourself or you can gift it to somebody else, which is very cool too. And then on Monday, I'll be back, a brand new week, a whole new week of winning Allie's favorite things. I'm sorry, boys, you're not eligible because you're related to me, okay, Owen and Hudson? You going to be okay with that? I'm sure you'll get plenty of other stuff for the holidays, okay? Yeah. But somebody else is going to get to win.
Okay.
Hey. Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, welcome to the Hot Mess Express. It is the show today with my two children, Owen and Hudson, as my co-hosts since they're off school. Good morning, boys.
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm guessing you guys don't know who the Chrisleys are, do you?
No.
No, you've never seen that reality show, have you?
No.
No, and that's okay because they're going to prison. It's not a good story. So mommy's going to update everybody on the story. So yesterday I was talking about how basically they were found guilty already and they got sentenced to prison.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. What is it like, because be specific of what kind, is it prison, high security prison, or like death row?
It's prison.
Okay.
It's prison. Just but checking. Nice question, Owen. Here's the story. If you've ever seen their show, which is on E! And now they've been running it on Bravo as well. I've seen some of the episodes, not all of them, but they're very wealthy. And we found out that they were lying when they were putting in documents to get loans and they were falsifying things, saying they had more money than they did. It was all untrue. And they got sentenced to a combined total of 19 years behind bars for lying and basically ripping off all these banks and people. Okay. Todd Chrisley, the husband, got 12 years. His wife, Julie, she got, I believe, was it seven or she got seven. Either way, not good. Well, now they're saying they plan to appeal and they're hoping that it will go good and they're feeling very optimistic. So that should be interesting to see how that all plays out. Yes, Owen.
Okay, so yesterday I was doing a little bit of watching Beyond Oak Island in history.
And, oh, on the History Channel.
And a bandit, one of the biggest bandits, actually got sentenced 14 years in prison instead of death, And
oh my gosh.
And these celebrities.
Is this going to be depressing or is this
No.
This is an interesting story? Okay.
So
go.
He got sentenced 14 years. A dangerous bandit. And the celebrities who were ripping off banks, not robbing them.
Well, same thing. Ripping off and robbing is the same thing, but
yeah,
go on.
But these people are getting sentenced to 19 years in jail combined.
Yeah.
So. And one bandit only got 14, so I wonder how bad.
Oh, well, the one bandit got more than both of them then, so anyway.
Well, yeah, but
I appreciate your input on the show you were watching on the History Channel. Tell everyone what it was called again, Owen.
It was called Beyond Oak Island from Oak Island.
Like I said, it's going to be a hell of a show today with Owen and Hudson as co-hosts. Uh-huh. It's going to be all over the place, but you know we have to do Am I the Jerk next. And Owen's working very hard on today's Am I the Jerk. So we'll be doing that next. It's Kiss FM. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Yes, Owen, you can be in it with me. There is so much happening in the studio this morning because it's Wendy's Wednesday and Wendy's just dropped off French toast sticks. Are you guys in heaven right now?
Yep.
Owen and Hudson joining me as my co-host this morning. I see your French toast sticks. Hudson, don't get syrup all over the board, okay? Got to take care of the equipment. But coming up next, I'm very excited that you're both in here today because Am I the Jerk was written by one very own Owen, my 11-year-old. Mm-hmm. I heard that you have a beef you want to pick with mom today. Is that right?
Yep.
Can you not eat your Wendy's on the air? He's just continuing to eat his breakfast. Look at you with your potato wedges. All right. Well, Owen, I'm kind of scared to hear what you've written into the show today for Am I the Jerk? Because you wouldn't let me read it. You wouldn't let me read it. Get closer to the mic. So, are you prepared?
Yes.
Okay, so coming up next, everybody, Am I the Jerk? Written by my own 11-year-old. I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous. It's going to be an interesting one. It's Kiss FM. Good morning.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Well, today on the show, welcome my two co-hosts. They're cuter than ever. Welcome to the show, Owen and Hudson, my own children. How are you?
Good.
You're over there eating your French toast sticks. Go ahead and enjoy that, Hudson. Because
I'm eating my donuts.
It's great. Well, whatever you're eating, enjoy over there. Because I allowed my 11-year-old Owen to write in today for Am I the Jerk? Owen, am I going to regret this?
Probably so.
I'm dying to hear what your beef is with me today. I'm going to allow you to read your letter that you hand wrote over there, and I appreciate that. And then after you read it, we'll allow the listeners to call in, and they can give their input on who's the jerk. I got to hear it, though. You wouldn't even let me read it.
Mm-hmm.
Should I be nervous?
No.
Okay. All right, honey. All right, Owen, take it away for Am I the Jerk?
Dear Allie, I'm an 11-year-old named Owen, and my mom did not ask me before sending me up for sports.
Wait, slow down a little.
Okay, okay.
Start over and slow down.
Dear Allie, mm-hmm. I am a 11-year-old named Owen, and my mom did not ask me before signing me up for sports. She is the jerk. But what's your opinion, listeners? Is my mom the jerk? Love you, Mommy, Owen.
Oh, so that was short and sweet. So your letter basically says, I signed you up for sports without asking you.
Correct.
You didn't like that. This is actually a true story. This was a good one. You wrote in a good one, Owen. All right. So you think we should ask the listeners, is mom a jerk? Is Allie a jerk?
Probably.
414-533-1037. I'm excited to hear everyone's input. Owen, my 11-year-old, wrote in and said, is Allie the jerk for signing her kids up for sports without asking them first? Because currently you're doing basketball. You're also like 7 feet tall. You're very tall. So basketball should be your sport, but we can argue about that another day. All right. 414-533-1037. We are going to let people call in and text, and we will talk to you next. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, boy. Today's Am I the Jerk was written in by my very own son, Owen. Are you okay over there?
No.
I don't have time to get sick. Are you sick?
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Take a drink of water. No, my 11-year-old Owen, welcome to the show, honey.
Welcome.
I'm glad you joined me today on the show. And I'm glad that you wrote in to Am I the Jerk this
Speaking
morning.
Speaking of which, where did Hudson go?
Hudson left the room. He had to go to the bathroom. Okay. But we've got to take care of Am I the Jerk. There are people on the phone who want to give their input. And so I'm going to let you reread what you wrote into the show for Am I the Jerk. Owen, take it away.
Dear Allie, I am an 11-year-old named Owen. And my mom did not ask me before signing me up for sports. She is the jerk. But what's your opinion, listeners? Is my mom the jerk? Love you, mommy. Owen.
Oh, you're adorable. So Owen wants to know today, he wrote in himself and he said, is he the jerk? Because he wants to know, because I didn't ask him before I signed him up for sports, specifically basketball this time of year. I need this sheet right now so I can see what caller's
okay.
on what line.
Owen, I wanted to announce them.
You can totally say hi to everyone on the phones. I promise you right now, okay? All right, so first up, let's go to someone that you guys already know. You met her at our party for all the regulars. Welcome to the show, Bella in Kenosha.
Good morning.
Say good morning, boys.
Good morning, Bella.
You guys know Bella.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, we're buds. Yeah.
You guys are buds. You are buds. So, Bella, Owen wants to know if I'm the jerk for signing him up for sports without asking him first. What do you think?
Well, Owen, first I want to say you did a really good job writing that and reading it out loud. You did a very good job.
I had hopes for you that you would say that.
Aww.
And also be on my side.
Well, I'm actually going to say that your mom's not a jerk.
Oh!
Betrayal! You are evil!
No, she's not, Hudson.
I'm actually so nice, Hudson.
Yes, you are. You are still nice, but...
Let Bella tell her opinion, though.
Okay,
she gets
okay.
to give her input.
Yeah.
Go
Sometimes
ahead, Bella.
Our parents have to do stuff for us that maybe as kids we don't necessarily want to do or think that we want to do, but you got to try it out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing about being a kid is your parents know what's best for you. But if you don't like it, you don't like it, but you got to try it. You know?
I love it. I love your opinion. You know that, Bella.
I would like to say
Owen, go ahead.
You're not getting the whole story, Bella. Mommy already signed me up for basketball the past year, and she didn't ask me if I wanted to sign up again.
Oh, your beef is that I did it last year, too, and then I did it again this year. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Fair enough.
Sometimes parents don't have to ask. You know, they just do because that's what they do. They're the parents.
That's right, because we're the adults.
At least she signed you up for basketball instead of you just sitting there saying, Mom, I'm bored.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, right? And then you wouldn't be getting any exercise. You wouldn't be meeting new friends that you get to meet playing basketball.
Yeah, and playing sports and being on a team is a really good thing for you.
That's right. That's right.
And then you won't annoy your brother because you'll be busy playing basketball and you'll be tired when you get home.
That's right.
I'll still annoy him.
I like to annoy him. Bella.
Looking out for you, Hudson.
I love it. Hudson, you're playing basketball too, whether you like it or not. What's new? You already know this. So, all right. Well, Bella, thank you for calling in. Bella says
you're welcome. Let me know your schedule.
We will. She'll come watch
not
you guys play.
Hooray.
Not
Hooray.
A jerk. All right. Next up on the phones, another one of our regulars. Welcome back to the show, Santino in Sheboygan. You guys met Santino.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Santino.
You see, Santino has something special for us with this I Am the Jerk, though.
He does. Santino, tell everyone what you're gonna do today for Am I the Jerk.
Well, I'm going to have my boys talk and my nephew talk.
Ooh,
other kids get to give their input today.
All right, so I'm going to go down the line. Yeah, you think Allie's a jerk?
I think Allie, you're not a jerk. I get it. All they do is play video games. You want to get yourself active. I get it.
You're not wrong about that.
Hello, Mr. Rude.
Hudson.
So rude.
Okay,
so true, though. So true. So true. Right, let them go down
the line. I'm going to my nephew, Jeremiah.
Yes. Go for it, Jeremiah.
As long as he likes basketball, then you're not a jerk.
Got it.
I don't like basketball.
Well, Hudson, this is Owen's letter.
Well, basketball is it's an okay.
You
I'll
like
play it.
It,
but I don't really like being forced to play it for a long time.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh,
also,
boy.
The practices
Here we
are
go,
longer
Santino.
Than the games.
The practices and the games are the same amount. Go ahead, Santino. Let the other kids give their input.
All right, one more, Owen. One more. This is my middle kid, Johnny.
You're not a jerk. Basketball is the best sport ever.
Oh, Johnny, thank you. Thank you.
You're wrong.
Actually, I accept Johnny's opinion.
A Johnny.
Everyone has their favorite sport, so I respect Johnny's opinion.
Or a Johnny. A Johnny.
A Johnny.
I like it.
In our house, our boys have to play three sports. So Johnny plays basketball, baseball, and runs track. Ken plays baseball, basketball, and football.
Wow. You hear how much Santino's kids do? Basketball's nothing compared to what his kids are doing, see?
Wow.
Nope.
All right, Santino, not a jerk. We got your input. Thank you, and thank you to all the boys for giving their input. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, next up, you know her as well. She's another regular. Welcome back to Kelly in Sussex.
Kelly.
Woo!
I wonder if Kelly will have your back. Because so far, everybody said no, that I am not the jerk for signing you up for sports without asking you.
They just don't want to get you on your bad side. I know how fierce mommy can be when she wants to.
Oh! He's not wrong. All right, Kelly. Am I the jerk? Go for it, Kelly.
Owen, I'm sorry. Your mom is not the jerk. sorry.
Kelly, not you.
But yes, I know. Us moms know what's best for you, though. And doing sports have really good things. Like they teach you how to get along with others. They teach you how to follow direction. So it's a lot of things that will help you in the future.
That's right.
But think of
when we sign you up.
That's right, Kelly. Thank you. Kelly's a mom. She knows.
Well,
yes, Owen.
Moms, you think about this. Imagine you were forced to do Imagine you were forced to mine for 40 minutes.
That would be a grown up job. So yeah, that's not a good comparison. But my parents did sign me up for sports without asking me when I was a kid. Oh. Just so you know, just so it's fair game. So I understand. I understand. So Kelly, thank you for calling in today.
You're welcome. You guys have a good Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Woo! All right. Next up on the phones, let's go to our girl. You haven't met her yet, but she is a regular. Welcome back, Amelia. In Milwaukee.
Good morning.
Good morning, Amelia. This may be the longest. This may be the longest. Am I the jerk ever? But Owen wrote into the show because my kids are here today, and he wanted to know if I am the jerk for signing him up for sports without asking him first. Amelia, what's your take?
I'm going to say no, you're not a jerk.
Yes.
But and just to give my little advice.
Mm-hmm. Why does everybody hate us?
They don't hate you, honey. No. They're parents.
Amelia, what's your advice?
I have kids myself, and trust me. My son, what he would do, he's like, okay, I sign up for this, and if I do good, there's something else I'm into. So my advice to you is just stick it out. But if there's another sports or something else that you're interested in, mm-hmm. Tell your mom, hey, you know what? I'm interested in this.
That's
how me and my son need to work it out.
That's really good advice, Amelia. She says, if you have a sport you would rather do, which I've asked, and you don't ever come up with anything, then... Mm-hmm. I would be happy to switch you to something else. But in the meantime, since my kids are taller than Shaq, they're going to be playing basketball.
Who's Shaq?
Shaq, you don't know who Shaq is? You know LeBron James is?
Yeah.
Do you know Giannis? Giannis, that's who I should have said. Oh. You're going to be as tall as Giannis. You know who... Yes, you do. You're going to be as tall as Giannis, that's for sure. He's being silly now. Okay, yeah. Amelia, good suggestion. Thanks for calling in today.
Oh, one more thing, Ellie.
Yes.
One more thing. Tomorrow's my birthday. I hope you guys have a nice Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy Thanksgiving, Amelia. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Lisa is in West Dallas. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning.
Boys, say hello to Lisa.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Lisa.
Am I a jerk for signing Owen up for sports without asking him first? That's what my 11-year-old wants to know.
Okay, well, sports or any organized type of things, whether it's Lego robotics or whatever, is teaching you how to be a team player, social skills, also great for your health, mentally and physically.
Mm-hmm. Preach.
And those sports prep you for being an adult and being forced, like you were saying before, Owen, to go to work for 40 hours a week to a job you may or may not like. And if you ask adults, most of them don't like them.
She's right.
So it's just preparing you for being an adult, whether or not you like it now. So find something you like better, like another sport. If you like one more, say, Mommy, I like this sport much better. Can we do this one instead?
How dare.
All right, Lisa, thank you for calling in West Dallas today. Have a great day.
You guys have a great Thanksgiving. You have a better
too.
Day.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
All right.
Thanksgiving. Bye.
Should we do one more? Because yep. he's been waiting so patiently. Welcome to the show, Sean in Milwaukee.
Hi, you guys.
Hey, Sean. This is the longest Am I the Jerk ever in the history of KISS FM.
I waited on the phone forever, and then I waited for this forever.
I'm sorry, Sean. Owen wrote in today. He wants to know, am I the jerk because I signed him up for basketball, a.k.a. sports, without asking him first? Sean, you're the last one. What do you think?
I do not think you're a jerk, but listen and hear me out first before you say anything, okay. Owen. I played three sports in high school mm-hmm. you know, my whole life, and that brotherhood and the camaraderie, and those are still my best friends to this day. Like, you just, you don't get that in anything else besides sports or mm-hmm. some kind of organized activity mm-hmm. where you're with other people and bonding with those people.
It's
you make
team.
Relationships that you will never make anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Teamwork, yeah.
That's my advice.
Sean, that was really good advice, actually. You hear that, Owen? Because you're also playing basketball with kids that go to other schools, so you wouldn't have met some of these kids if you weren't playing basketball.
Yeah, technically. And
if you ever need help with basketball, just let me know, because I'm super good.
Aw, that's nice of Sean.
Oh, thank you, Sean.
He can be your mentor.
You're so welcome.
Sean, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Yep. Happy Thanksgiving,
thank you,
all right?
Yep. You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Aaron Rodgers opened up about how he's going to be spending Thanksgiving tomorrow, and he said that Mason Crosby and his wife Molly beat him to the punch to host this year. So they will be serving up Thanksgiving, and he's excited about it. He said it's one of his favorite celebrated holidays. We all have our favorite holidays. But he said there's never really been too many competing parties, but this year the Crosbys, they rose up and said, not this year. This year is ours. He said he was assuming the Bakhtiaris and the Cobbs would kind of triple host the whole thing at his house. He said in the past, that's kind of what they've done, but the Crosbys jumped in there and pretty much said, nope, we're doing it. So there you go. You want to know how a lot of the Packers are spending Thanksgiving? It sounds like they will be with Mason Crosby and his wife, Molly. Love hearing this kind of stuff. Today on the show, I am happy to welcome my 11-year-old, Owen. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
And my 9-year-old, Hudson. Good morning.
What's up, homies?
You guys are off school today because it's Thanksgiving break, right?
Yes.
So you always beg to come with me to work when you can. And I said, all right, you can be my co-host for the day. Approved. And so Owen has been helping me all morning. You're my producer.
Mm-hmm.
And Hudson has been giving great input.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. This morning, Owen wrote in for Am I the Jerk? You can listen back to the podcast or at 9:30 for that.
Here's a little teaser if you go to listen.
Oh, you're going to give a teaser. Go ahead.
It consists, it's the first ever podcast. It's the longest Am I the Jerk.
It's the longest
Am
I the Jerk.
And it's also the first Am I the Jerk that everyone thinks that you're not the jerk.
Yes. Oh, you're not supposed to tell them the outcome. Shh. It's okay. It was a good one. Listen, so last night, here's what we're going to talk about right now before we give away these pink tickets in about 15 minutes. Hudson, you had basketball practice last night,
yeah.
right? And so Owen and I dropped you off,
mm-hmm.
and you stayed at basketball. And then Owen and I, where did we go, Owen? We had to run to the store.
We went to Pick and Save.
We went to Pick and Save, right? Because I had to get a couple things. So I said, Owen, come with me. Let's run over to the grocery store. And I had a list of things. Do you remember what was on the list, Owen, of things we had to
paper
pick up?
Paper towel, mm-hmm. soap, some kind of gourmet cheese.
Some cheese I needed for a recipe. Mm-hmm.
Bella treats.
Treats for Bella.
Mm-hmm. And
Diet Coke.
Oh, yeah, Diet Coke.
It was a short list. But the one thing we couldn't find in the store, what was it, Owen?
Now, we could not find the soap.
We couldn't find the hand soap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because we like the foamy hand soap, like the Dial foam stuff, mm-hmm. right? And we were out. Like, I didn't realize how many in our house were out. So I was like, we got to get some hand soap. And we swung by. And the first place you and I went to look in Pick and Save to find the hand soap, where was it? What part of the store did I say we should go look
for? The cleaning supplies.
The cleaning supplies. Thank you, Owen. That's what I was getting at here. And we walked over there and... Was there hand soap in that aisle? No. So you and I were perplexed. Like, where's the hand soap? We went up and down it. How many times do you think? Two?
I estimated about five times.
Five times? And then we went down a couple other aisles. Yes, Owen.
And we eventually found the hand soap right next to the toothpaste.
That's where it was. It took me a second to place it because you and I stood there and I said, where is the hand soap? And then I said, I bet you it's by the toiletries, like the toothpaste, the shampoo. And you said, no way, Mom, you're out of your mind. But as you just said, I ended up being right and we were surprised, right? So it got us talking about things that you have looked for in the grocery store that are nowhere near, or you can't find them, or you can't figure out where they're at, right? Was it the hardest one we've ever had, you think, finding the hand soap?
Nope, I believe the hardest one we've ever had was Hudson figuring out what car he wants after to add to his 1 billion.
Oh, like when we go to the store and you guys want to buy toys. Yes.
What car Hudson wants, that takes like an hour.
Yeah, that's why I hate buying toys at the store, because then you guys always stand in the toy aisle forever. So your expectations are way too high. Listen, that's what we're going to let the listeners call in and talk about today if they want. Well, yes, Hudson, I'm sorry.
It's
yes.
Because like all the toys look cool and it's hard to decide like which one you want.
Ah, yes, yeah. I know.
That's why we always just stand there. That's why I always just stand there and try to like figure out.
Because you would buy the whole section if I let you, Hudson.
Yes.
Yes, you would. Absolutely. Absolutely. So you can call or text 414-533-1037. What's something you went to look for in the store and you were like, I totally know where this is. I got this. And it was nowhere near it. Or maybe you never found it. For us, it was the soap. Ended up being near the toiletries.
Yeah.
It's Kiss FM. It's Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And today, my special guest co-hosts are Owen and Hudson, my own children, my 11 and 9-year-olds. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. So we were just talking about how last night Hudson had basketball practice. So Owen and I ran to the store during it. And we had a short list, but hand soap was one of the things we needed. We couldn't find it. We kept looking in the cleaning aisle. And then we realized it was by the toiletries, right, Owen? I was like, dang it. It was not where I would have picked it. But it made sense in the end because they had a whole soap section right there by the shampoo and the toothpaste. And we figured it out. So we were talking about things you can't find or couldn't find in a grocery store. You couldn't figure out where they were, basically. Josie is in Grafton. Good morning, Josie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you have something you had trouble finding in the grocery store, or you thought it was in a different place than it should have been?
Yes. So I was looking for juice boxes.
Ah.
And I was searching all the juice, soda, drink aisles.
Yes.
And eventually I found someone to help me because I could not find them. And the juice boxes are in the aisle with all the, like, applesauce and snacks.
Oh, aisle.
Yeah,
yes.
Like, on the other side of the store.
I can totally picture what you're saying, but I, too, like you, would have immediately gone to the drink aisle. That's immediately where I would have gone. Right, yes.
Yeah.
That seems right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now we know where the juice boxes are, Owen, when we need them, if you have a snack for your sports.
What?
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks for calling in. Happy Thanksgiving, Josie.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
Bye.
Next up, Michelle is in Hartford. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Good morning, beautiful.
Aw, I love Michelle. And you know what's so awesome about Michelle? Owen, she is, you know who she is?
She is Miss Russell's sister.
She
from
is
first grade.
Your first grade teacher, Mrs. Russell.
Shout out to Miss Russell.
Aw, this is her sister.
She is the best.
She's technically my cousin, but my life will
be empty without her. Oh, I thought you guys were sisters. They're cousins. Yeah, well, they're related.
Yeah, but everything's my sister. It's about her. So my life revolves around her.
I love
it.
She's
awesome.
And who else did you need to give a shout out to your fifth grade teacher, right?
Oh, shout outs to Miss Marshman as well.
Yes, and all the teachers at your school. Listen, so Michelle, is there something at the store that you couldn't find or you thought was out of place?
Q-tips. Can someone please tell me where they should be consistently placed in the store?
That's a good one. Where are they? I don't even know where they are. Would they be by the toiletries? Like, I don't even know.
Yeah, Q-tips should be by the toiletries because...
Correct.
Because they're...
But sometimes they are with the baby stuff.
What? Oh, okay.
And sometimes they are by, like, not the makeup section, but, like, where, like, nail stuff is, like nail clippers, like at Walmart.
Yes.
And then the pads, like the cotton swab pads to take off your eye makeup. They're sometimes with there.
Yep. Uh-huh.
I'm like, I never know where they are. Every store I'm always searching. I mean,
that's
I
a
don't
good
buy
one.
Them that often.
Right, because we buy them in bulk and then we have them for a while, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yet, where are they?
Where are the Q-tips? Where are the Q-tips? We need a consistent spot for them. Michelle in Hartford, thank you for calling in. We hope you have a good Thanksgiving.
You too, guys.
Bye. We'll talk to you later. Next up, she's got her own theme song. We dusted it off yesterday. Welcome back, Amanda and Racine.
Hello. Turn down for one.
She's fun, isn't she, Owen?
Yeah.
She's a lot of fun. Amanda in Racine.
Every day.
Every day. Amanda, what's something you had trouble finding at the store or you thought it was out of place? We had trouble finding hand soap. Who knew?
So for me, Aldi's, they have the special buys and they have the cheese advent calendars, which are hard to get anyway. Mm-hmm. You have to get those like right away.
Yeah.
So I thought they have a whole aisle of advent calendars of all these different things. So yeah. I thought that they'd be in the advent calendars aisle. But they were actually by the cheese, which actually makes a lot of sense. That could just be an Amanda moment.
By the tea. Yes. Yeah. You love advent calendars, don't you, Owen? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you guys have some right now at your dad's. Your Hudson was telling me that. He's not listening, though. He's on his technology right now. But now we know where they are at Aldi, thanks to Amanda and Racine. Thank you, Amanda.
Yes.
Hey, you have a good Thanksgiving.
No problem.
Bye.
Yeah, you guys too.
Have a great day. Bye. Last but not least, Brianna is in Racine. Is it Brianna or Brianna?
Brianna,
there we go. Brianna. No, I want to get it right. Brianna, what's something you couldn't find in the store you felt like was out of place?
Ice cream cones.
Ice cream cones. Yeah. Like, are they? I feel like they're always on the end of an aisle. Am I wrong on this one or where are they actually?
They were actually by the peanut butter and jelly.
That's random. I would never think to go by the peanut butter and jelly for ice cream cones. Okay.
Me either. I searched by all the ice cream, and then I even went in the baking aisle. I'm like, it's got to be somewhere. And it ended up being in the same aisle as the peanut butter jelly and the coffee grounds.
That's actually
that made no sense.
No, that's a really good one, though, because I get what you're saying. It's one of those you go for, and then you get there, and you're like, where are they? Because, yeah, if they're not by the ice cream, where do you go next? Yes, Owen, what would you like to say?
Ice cream cones, I think everyone here has had a drumstick.
Yes. Oh, is that you want to talk about drumsticks? They're fantastic.
And drumsticks?
Yes.
Maybe they're by them because, like, some drumsticks have chocolate on them.
Right, but
and chocolate and peanut butter is kind of the same.
But they're still in the, but the drumsticks are still in the frozen. And when you buy ice cream cones, they're not frozen. You know what? You understand what?
I would think that they would be in the waffle aisle.
The waffle aisle. There's another one. See, look at you coming with another section you could have looked in. But now we know. Brianna told us that they were in neither of those.
Your kids are making my day. They are just cracking me up this morning. They are adorable.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm glad. What do you say, Owen?
Thank you.
That's very kind. Awesome.
Awesome, Owen. I have an 11-year-old also, so I can feel what you're going through.
You know, she's got an 11-year-old. She knows what's up. Awesome. Well, Brianna and Racine, thanks for calling in. Happy Thanksgiving.
Take care, guys.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, listen to this story. I know that there are people out there who have not seen Titanic, but a lot of you have, obviously. One of the most popular movies of all time, basically. Because whenever you hear someone say they haven't seen Titanic, people go, what? Well, the star of Titanic, Leonardo DiCaprio, who has an amazing career. I mean, his career really got launched off of that. Yes, he was an actor as a child. He was on Growing Pains and did a lot. But he eventually won 11 Oscars. And that all started once he started in Titanic. Well, James Cameron, who directed Titanic, is speaking out now, saying that he almost didn't give Leonardo DiCaprio the role because Leo was a total diva when he came in. He said that he came in, asked Leo to read lines with Kate Winslet because he wanted to do a chemistry test to see if it was going to work. And as soon as Leonardo DiCaprio came in, he was like, you mean I'm reading? Oh, I don't read. I don't do that. And he said Leonardo got really diva-ish and had a lot of attitude. He said he wasn't going to put up with it. So he told Leonardo, he said, you can either read with Kate or you can lose out on the role. I'm not going to make the wrong decision here in casting this. So Leonardo, thank God, begrudgingly agreed to do it. But he said he was really negative the whole time. Either way, he then realized as soon as Leonardo DiCaprio started reading the lines, he said that's when he turned into Jack and he knew that he was going to be in that role for Titanic. So, interesting story. James Cameron doing this interview in GQ saying he almost took the role away from Leonardo DiCaprio because he was just came in with quite the attitude. Who would have thunk it? Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.